This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Friday Morning Show with Leah. My special guest this morning grew up in Adelaide and she moved to the States to study music. She now calls Brooklyn home. Since her 2008 debut, I Want to Be Happy, she has starred in an Oscar-winning documentary, has toured the world with music royalty legend Sting. For the first time in the Joy Studios, welcome to Joy, Joe Lowy.
Hello, Leah. It's nice to be here with you.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, it was amazing weather in Melbourne. Are you a lovely Melbourne? You love coming to Melbourne?
I adore Melbourne, and sometimes the only drawback is the weather, but not today. It's gorgeous out there.
Weather is stunning. You had a gig last night Bennett's Lane, which is a really cool small jazz venue in Melbourne.
I love
Bennett's.
What
was the crowd like last night for your first gig?
Fabulous. I was here actually at the end of August, and I did a gig there, and it was a really lovely show. Bennett's is kind of my Melbourne home away from home when I'm here to play shows. So that was fabulous, and I was so thrilled that they were able to have me back again so soon. So it was such a great crowd of family and friends, and also a few people from the bands that I'm touring with at the moment. So it was really nice.
Now, let's get to know you a bit better, Joe. You grew up in a musical family.
I did. And though you said Adelaide, you are correct, because I put that because that's in America, that is the town that people might have heard of. But actually, I grew up in Wollonga.
Well, there you go.
On an almond farm.
In South Australia.
In South Australia, so country girl.
Now, you had to learn not one, but two instruments when you were a child.
I did. Where did you find this?
It's true. It's called research.
Oh, very nicely done.
And you're listening to, I guess, your parents, I guess, religious music.
A lot of church music, yeah.
Yeah, and different influences coming through. Your brothers bought records and things. And you had inspiration from them. So what were you influenced by growing up when you were a kid? What really draw you into music?
Well, one of my biggest influences was actually my auntie, who she passed away long before I was born, but she was a recording artist in South Australia. She was a folk singer, and she recorded several albums, and I grew up listening to those records. They were old English, Irish and Scottish folk songs, things like Barbara Allen's Scarlet Ribbons, Danny Boy, all those sorts of tunes. So that was sort of the earliest music I heard besides the music from church. But then my brother, thank goodness, brought a lot of Police records. I mean, I think his number one music, sort of his top albums, were the Police records at the time when I was kind of old enough to start appreciating music. So I got to hear that stuff very early on. I was brainwashed from a very early age to be a diehard Sting and Police fan. So it's quite funny that I've ended up where I have.
Because that's a really cool connection, which we'll get to a bit later on. But, I mean, having those influences, and you went to university studying music at university, is that right?
I did. I studied jazz.
What did you take away from that whole experience? Studying jazz and then finishing that, I guess, degree, did you want to pursue jazz, or do you think, I really want to do this now? I've sort of...
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I love jazz, and I do love to still sing it from time to time, for sure. And I would never want to depart entirely from jazz. However, you know, I'd spent all this time studying jazz. I continued on to... I'm partway through my doctorate in jazz now. And yet, what I would put on when I wanted to listen to music, most of the time wasn't jazz. It was singer-songwriter music. I love Joni Mitchell, Randy Newman, Ricky Lee Jones, Sting, Paul Simon. That was the music that was really moving me. Stories, songs with a story, songs that I wanted to kind of sing harmonies along to rather than scat solos to. And I thought, well, if this is what I'm listening to, maybe this is what I should be trying to make as well.
So you just thought, okay, I'm going to go down the singer-songwriter route.
Yeah, you know, it was very intimidating at first, sort of trying to write you know, write songs. I'd written songs sort of for my own secret personal use before, but it was very scary to start to put those things out in public, especially when some of the songs are quite personal.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, it's really been a fantastic journey to start to do that more, and I find it at least as fulfilling as the jazz, and I love to be able to do both.
Which I guess led you to working with Music Royalty Sting, an amazing artist, and an interesting story how you became a backing singer for Sting. Do you want to tell us about that story?
Well, I was doing my doctorate and I was teaching beginner piano to little kids. That was my main gig, and I was doing a few jazz gigs, but I was certainly not in the pop circuit at all. But a friend of mine had auditioned for Sting for a DVD he was doing for a new album, a sort of Christmas winter album that he had just done. And she got a call back, but they also said, look, we really like you, but we also need somebody else as well. Is there anyone you can recommend? And I can't believe really that she recommended me, mainly because if I was her, I wouldn't have wanted to put anything between me and this gig, but she was gracious enough to recommend me. And thank goodness we both got the gig. And we did this wonderful DVD taping in this cathedral from 900.
Wow.
The year 900. This beautiful DVD, and Sting and I just seem to have a good blend. We've sort of joked about whether it might be because we both have a lot of Cornish heritage. Maybe it's some genes, but yeah, we had a really lovely blend, and he was kind enough to invite me along to his next tour, and I've been with him ever since.
What an amazing story, and almost come full circle, because when you were a kid listening to music, Police and Sting were what you're listening to as well, and now you're working with them.
Absolutely. Driving
amazing.
Down the southeastern freeway in my first car, my 1972 Toyota Corona, blasting every Sting album from start to finish, making up all my own backing vocals that I wanted to add, and thinking, if I could have any job in the world, that's the job I would want.
Let's play your duet from the new album. You've done a song with Sting. Do you want to tell us about the song, first of all?
Sure. I mean, I think this song, more than any other, probably shows the influence of Sting on my writing. It's definitely kind of harmonically and rhythmically in his kind of wheelhouse. And so when he offered to sing on the record, which was very kind of him, I thought, I knew immediately which song it should be. And it was a song that just started with one word. I just thought, okay, I'm going to write a song and it's going to be called Impossible. And it started just from that one word, and you'll hear how it expands.
This is my special guest this morning is Jo Laurie. She is a singer-songwriter from Adelaide, now living in the States, and backing singer with Sting. Here's her duet with Sting from the new album, Taking Pictures. This is Impossible. On Joy.
Gabriella Chilmi, and you're listening to Leo on Friday Morning Joy 94.9.
My special guest this morning is singer-songwriter Jo Laurie. Thanks for sticking around, Jo. Now, we just heard your gorgeous track from the new album, Impossible, your track with Sting. He looks like a great guy to work for because he's so talented. He's like a really nice, down-to-earth guy. Am I right saying that?
Unbelievable. He's I'm always totally shocked by how down-to-earth and generous he is and how hard he works, you know. He's not some kind of pop star in his ivory tower. He's just working so hard all the time to create and also to share that with his bandmates. He's so in touch with us and connected to us and he makes us feel like we're all in it together on stage, you know, and it's so great. I mean, and even, I mean, a testament to that is, you know, my little gig at Bennett's last night, which is, you know, a big deal to me, but it's, you know, probably not quite the size audience he's used to, but he came down to the gig and he sat in and he sang the song with me and gave us all a thrill. So he's just a great down-to-earth guy.
That must have been amazing, having Sting at Bennett's Lane last night.
It was.
Incredible.
But, of many pinch-myself moments.
The audience must have been like, is this really happening?
I think that a few people didn't believe that it was him. I don't know whether it was his beard. He's incognito at the moment.
You also featured in the 2013 documentary, which is called 20 Feet from Stardom, which is about backing singers, pretty much. And I remember I saw that documentary on a plane. I think I was coming back from Auckland one day and I watched it. And it was just an amazing, because there's so many backing singers out there, so many great backing singers that are often better vocally than the artist. Or when they're on tour, the artist, the star, doesn't like to shine the spotlight on their back, and they just back up. But Sting is very different. He embraces that, and he encourages you guys to sing with him, and it's very interactive. I love that.
Well, me too. I mean, perhaps it has something to do with the fact that he's such an amazing singer. Nobody's going to show him up. Yeah. That movie was a great. I was really surprised. I didn't know it was going to be such a big deal.
And it really won an Oscar.
It did win an Oscar. But you know what I think is the coolest thing about that movie is that so many people have said to me that after watching that movie, they've gone back to records that they've always loved and listened a bit more closely, not just to the backing vocals, but to the other instrumentalists, and listened to what's underneath the lead vocal. And it's given them just a greater appreciation of music they already loved, which I think is really cool.
The new album, Taking Pictures, is in stores and online today, which is very, very exciting. And on this album, your last album was very much, I guess, a jazz album. This time, you've embraced, I guess, the singer-songwriter title. You've written the songs yourself from quite personal experiences.
Yeah, most of them are pretty personal. I don't really know how to write any other way, really.
The best way.
Yeah.
That is the best way to,
I hope so,
pour your heart into your album. And there's tracks in Adelaide, because you're from Adelaide.
That's
and there's
right.
a song called Adelaide about Adelaide.
There is.
Which is a great song. I mean, hello, Adelaide Tourism.
It's all in there, the Norwood Parade I love Adelaide and I miss it, so I had to write that one.
On the album, who did you work with on the album as producer?
Just me. And mainly me. Although my husband, who is a fantastic musician in his own right, who's primarily a saxophone player, but he's a brilliant pianist as well, he co-produced with me. So he was my ears in the booth. I initially planned not to have anyone producing, but then I'm in the studio and I'm trying to play the guitar and sing the songs and mm-hmm. direct the band. And I realized I need some help here. Will, can you get in the booth and give me a hand? But it was definitely a DIY project. This one.
You done Bennett's Lane last night. You were touring with Sting and Paul Simon. Hello. God, two legends on the same stage.
It's amazing.
You're playing Rod Laver with them on Tuesday night.
That's right. And
huge
we're going,
venue.
I think, Mount Dunede Estate tomorrow and Adelaide doing a hometown show on Sunday.
There's going to be this huge roar when you sing in Adelaide. I can just know it.
Maybe. Hopefully not booze from my family.
No, of course
they
not.
They've got to keep the little sister under control.
And finally, Joe, what are the plans for this year? Obviously, the albums that you're going to tour, the album, there's more work with Sting, I guess, coming up. What else is coming up for Joe Laurie this year?
Well, we're on this Sting and Paul Simon on stage together tour right through until April, end of April. So it's very kind of them to let me squeeze in a little bit of my own stuff in between shows. So I'm doing both of those things through the first part of the year, and then we're doing some summer touring, and hopefully the record's going to come out in Europe in March and then in the States in May. But I'm just so excited that it's coming out here in Australia first. So I'm at home and on ABC, which is really exciting. I'm feeling pretty patriotic today, I got to say.
My special guest this morning, Jo Laurie. Her album, Taking Pictures, is in stores and online now. It's a gorgeous album. Great for if you're having a dinner party, put on the background. It's gorgeous, inspired greatness.
Oh,
congrats
thanks,
on that, Jo. And also, you can catch Jo with Sting and Paul Simon at Rod Laver Arena this Tuesday night for a massive show at Rod Laver. And more information, go to Jo's website, Jo Laurie, that's LAWRY.com, and you can follow her on social media. Now, you're going to do an acoustic performance this morning.
I am indeed.
Of the title track, the album title, Taking Pictures, and that's coming up next on Joy 94.9.
It's the only song on the record that's inspired by a Facebook status update. but it's actually, which is funny because it's kind of a lament about what's gone on with social media and phones and all that. But a friend of mine was in Paris and wanted to go and see the Mona Lisa at the Louvre. And he turned up and he was just so dismayed by the fact that he could barely see her for all these phones and iPads held up in the air, flashing a quick picture and then everyone moving on, right? Rather than sitting and appreciating the painting
the moment.
The way that Da Vinci would have wanted, I suppose, I hope. So I read that and it inspired this song. So this is called Taking Pictures.
Oh, the house got quiet in the fall and a chill hung in the air. I pretended not to notice it, and you pretended not to care. And since I couldn't find the words to say, I booked a window and an aisle. I hoped we'd find the key in Paris, and I could take some pictures of Mona Lisa's smile. And oh, I made a noise, I made a fuss, I made a list, I made a plan. But I forgot to make some time for us to take a walk in Saint-Germain, just holding hands. 'Cause I was so intent on making sure that I made the trip worthwhile, that I missed your face in Paris. 'Cause I was taking pictures of Mona Lisa's smile. And in that rat race I was always running round. Oh, I never let my feet touch solid ground. And I got so caught up in the day-to-day that I never even saw you slip away. Now I've returned alone to the city of light, and I'm in front of her again. And the curving corner of her mouth tells me she knows what I should have known back then. So I let the tourists bus all either side while I stand here for a while. While they're all taking pictures of Mona Lisa's smile. Oh, they're all taking pictures of Mona Lisa's smile. Oh, they're all taking pictures of Mona Lisa's smile.
Good. gorgeous this morning on the Friday Morning Show. A lovely live acoustic, live in the Joy Studios. Jo Laurie, thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Gorgeous performance. And if you like that gorgeous tones on your Friday morning, Jo's album, Taking Pictures, is in stores and online now. Now, Jo, there's also some gigs coming up for yourself in Sydney, is that right?
That's right. I've got a gig coming up on February 15th at the Camelot Lounge in Sydney. And then actually, I'll be doing the Garden of Unearthly Delights, the Spiegel Tent, on March 3rd in Adelaide for the Fringe. So very excited about those shows.
So heaps are coming up for you. And again, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Best of luck for the album. And always welcome here with Joy. You know that.
Thank you. I'll see you next time. Thanks, Leo.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.